As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to Genesis chapter 22, verses 13 and 14. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide," and to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." God's instruction to Abraham was really unimaginable. The son, born to him and Sarah in their old age, the only hope of God's promise to make Abraham a great nation, the dearly loved son, was to be put to death as a sacrifice. The request was out of character and seemed to be out of bounds. But Abraham obeyed without hesitation. God's desire, however, was not for Isaac to die. He wanted Abraham to die to self. God wanted to make sure that Abraham's total allegiance was to him. Seeing Abraham's willingness to obey the unthinkable test, God showed Abraham what had been there all along, a ram caught in the thicket. And Abraham sacrificed God's provision instead of his son. He called the place Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. Is there anything that has stolen your heart away from God? A relationship? A job? A hobby? A dream? A spouse? A child? Money? Even good things can become an idol. But no one or no thing can stand between you and God. God will not put you through the same test he required of Abraham. Still, he wants your total allegiance. Put him first, and he will provide everything you need. Remember, his name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Father, thank you for providing everything we need. We depend on you to provide all we need to do what you call us to do. Show us what has stolen our hearts away from you, and give us the courage to take action to place you on the throne of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.